born?
Snake.
And where is Snake?
Friesland.
Friesland. Friesland is Northern Holland?
Northern Holland.
Okay. How many kids are in your family?
Well, the oldest two died early.
Right.
That I know my children. I have never known them. So then there was Ta Omerpie, Tante Menke, and me. Three were left.
Okay. And what did Opa do for a living?
He was caretaker of the school, and he had handled always chickens and all that kind of stuff.
So he was a butcher?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
He did every Tuesday there was market, and Fridays in Leeuwarden that he went.
Okay.
He loved the markets. It was not that he always made money there, but it was a good place
to socialize.
Yeah, socialize.
And what about Opu?
Opu? Well, I don't know that much of her. She was not an easy woman.
No. But she maintained the household?
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't work?
No.
No.
We did at the work.
Yes.
The girls.
Well, of course. You did all the housework.
We did all the housework, and Tante Menke did most of it because she was way older than me.
Right.
But when Tante Menke got the job, you know, Eén gulden in a week was that. One gulden a week.
Mm-hmm.
At that time.
That was a lot of money.
She was a caretaker of, she did housework at a family.
Oh, okay.
And that is what she did. And then she started the sewing school, you know. Or the teacher wanted her to come at school because she was a fantastic seamstress. And knitting and crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
And then she helped out in the evening classes.
Oh, okay.
That was a pity that she couldn't get a business of her own, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got care of Ombyan, that idiot.
Mm-hmm. How long were they? They were married for a long time, though.
Yeah, but he ruined her life.
Yes, I know. And then Uncle Albert's?
Yeah. Uncle Albert and Tante Opie.
Yes.
They were a funny couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Tante Opie was a doll.
Yes.
I loved her. Johan comes just about once a week here.
Oh, good.
And he brings me coffee then, and then we'll talk for a little while. And
oh, nice.
Yeah. He said, you're the only family what I have left. Well, he has his brothers. The oldest one is down in
Modesto.
Modesto. The youngest one is there too, I think, or whatever.
But Albert Jr.?
Yeah.
Albert Jr. is dead.
Is he dead?
Yes.
What happened to him? Yeah.
Growing up in Holland.
Growing up in Holland. Well, that was in 1940 when the war started.
Right.
And then you couldn't do much.
No.
Then you stayed in the house because you had curfew every evening. You had to be in the house. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was 6 or 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That you had to be at the inside because the German army was situated in the Juliana school where the Opa was concierge.
Oh, okay.
But he couldn't go there then, or did he? He did go there because they wanted the heat on and he was good at the stove there down there. And he did that, and he went to the market always on Tuesdays. And Fridays in Leeuwarden.
Mm-hmm. And he sold rabbits and chickens?
Chickens, rabbits, chickens, goats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goats.
Yeah. Okay. Little goats we had for a time too.
Yeah.
Calves he had a couple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he was a good salesman. But I was at school, but I was way younger than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they could. Menke couldn't stand me. Never could. Still, I hardly ever see her.
So when did you meet Dad?
When I meet Dad, I still remember that. Batisgraaf, on the evening where the groceries and people had vegetables card. And he came one evening, or he came now then to go to Omepi, to the market, brought cows and calves and that stuff. And that's the way I got to know him.
Okay, so he knew Uncle Albert before he knew you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he came that evening again, on an evening, and he said, how are you doing? He talked to me all of a sudden, and I looked at him, I said, and then before he left, he said, can I get a tissue? I've seen fleece, no?
Yeah.
And I looked at him, I said, I beg your pardon. Yeah, I like you, he said. And may I come back? I said, sure, you may come back. And I liked him too, because he was very friendly.
He's very handsome.
And handsome man. You kids at all looked like him. And then we went a couple of times to his mom, you know. His dad was killed in the war.
Right. And what happened there?
Well, they had a big stable, with cows and everything. And exactly what happened to his dad, I know he was killed there. Because he was a man, he didn't want to do the things the Germans did. He wanted to do what the Dutch did. And something happened that in the stables, and they shot him.
Who's they? Was it the Germans? Or was it
the Germans.
Okay.
The Germans, and they shot him, and he was pretty soon dead, you know. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw his dad was when he was in the hospital. He couldn't talk, but he did so to me. And he laughed and he kissed me.
Oh.
I never forget that.
I didn't know that.
He was such a handsome man.
Yes.
Yeah. And Beppa is a very handsome woman.
Yes, Beppa was very beautiful.
Oh, beautiful lady.
Yeah, and tough.
And tough, still is, I tell you.
She raised how many kids?
Six. Dad, yes. Charlie.
Water.
Hannes. And there is another friend.
Then Jack.
Jack. Yeah, that was Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Seven kids.
And teen,
yeah.
Eight
kids. And she was... You know, you never saw a dirty plate by her.
No. So how long did you and Dad date for?
I don't know. Not that long, did he?
I don't know. When did you get married?
Don't ask me.
Well, we know your anniversary is June 8th.
June 8th?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then count the years.
So a long time. And you moved, and then you had Hans and Anna.
And Anna.
And you were living on a houseboat in Amsterdam, right?
Yes.
And then?
In the Haag.
In the Haag. Oh, okay. I thought Amsterdam.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Dad, we went to Amsterdam or two, and Dad worked there for a while. So Uncle Albert, he got that job there. He made pâté de foie gras.
Oh, okay.
He's very good at that. And if he wanted, he could still do it again. And he would make lots of money.
Yeah.
But that is not your dad.
No. So, then you had Hans and Anna.
Yeah.
And then?
We went to Canada.
Why did you move to Canada?
You ask Dad that.
Why can't? He's not here. I'm asking you.
He wanted to go. Oh, that was because we needed to look after the boys. Jack
and Hannah.
I had those in the house too.
Right.
And Dad said, that can't go on, because we had a houseboat, you know,
right,
that we lived on. And there is not that much room.
Right.
So, and then he got another job, and then he went to Canada for that.
Okay. That was in 1953?
Yeah.
And you were, the boat you were on was the Grote Beer.
Grote Beer, yeah.
Yeah.
And nice boat.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's a refurbed Philippine trawler, I believe, or a gunboat
right,
or something. Yeah. Because
right,
I got the ship's manifest when I went to Nova Scotia that one year.
Oh.
And I got it for you.
You got it?
Yeah, and I got the passenger manifest. And it listed you and Dad and Anna and Hans and Omahana and Uncle Jack.
Oh.
So,
not you yet?
No, I was born. I wasn't born until 1960.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then from, that was in Halifax that you landed. And then you hopped on the train. And you started going west. And for some reason you guys stopped in Edmonton.
Oh, because there was the family.
It was Uncle, who, there were friends that were living here.
Yeah.
Webb Tallman.
Webb Tallman, yeah, that was Dad's friend from Canada, Pakistan.
Yeah, but they lived here and somebody else lived here.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Hank
and Marge.
Hank and Marge.
Yeah, but it was Hank, in his first wife.
Yeah.
Marge was his second wife.
Oh, yeah. Hank had passed away last week.
Yes, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, so am I.
So then you moved to Edmonton.
Yes.
And you were shocked at how backwards it was. Gravel roads everywhere, no paved roads.
Really?
Yeah. And it was in the dead of winter.
Well, not very well.
No, I tell you, if Dad had known it, he would have done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no one knew about the winters here.
No.
Well,
so.
He hated that, you know. But I hated it most.
So then you, when you moved to Edmonton, you rented a house.
Carl and Marie van der Swan.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
Right.
And there we, next to them, I hope we rented a house, I think. Later on, we worked in another house.
Mm-hmm.
So did they.
Right.
But they, he went to a different city.
Right.
And we did. Dad said, enough is enough. We have a nice house now. Rosestraat.
Right.
Rosestraat number 3.
But you didn't stay there for very long because the house that I remember in Edmonton was on 85th Street.
Yeah.
That was that big old
Victorian jobby.
Yeah. With the root cellar that had ghosts in it.
Nice.
Yeah, I had an impatient husband.
So going back to living in Holland, growing up in Holland. So you were the youngest of 5 kids. Right?
Right.
Two of them didn't survive childhood. One of them died of...
Yeah.
I can't remember.
3 and one of 5?
Yeah, but one of them died of appendicitis, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you had...
Uncle Albert.
Yeah, and Tante Minka.
Tante Minka.
And yourself.
And me.
And you had a rough childhood.
Yeah.
But you had some good times. You had chows. You bred Chinese chows, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. So.
And I sold the yarn,
mm-hmm,
because I brushed them, you know.
Yeah.
And I knitted scarves even for them. Yeah.
That was where we got Chiang-Kai from. So originally, his official name was Chiang Kai-shek, which was the Chinese premier at that time.
I brushed him every day.
Well, you have to.
And he had, Opa made a nice
spinning wheel
for me. And that he could spin the wool of the hair. I tell you, I did quite a bit of those things.
It's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Now, did you breed them or did you just have the one?
Just the one.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, but it's so long ago. Yeah.
It's a long time ago, I know.
A long time ago. I think... No, we didn't breed them.
Yeah.
Because we did already the wool and the hair.
Yeah.
I brushed them every day and saved the hair and spend the hair like wool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did lots of crazy things.
That's not crazy, that's pretty awesome.
Kathy. But my dad was always busy. He had, where we lived, the first house, he had a breeding machine in there with eggs for little chicks. That is what he did, but that was his profession. And he was caretaker of the school.
Wow.
He did a lot of work. Handsome man my dad was. And nice, always. But he had a hell of a job to do everything. But what can you do? That was in those days. In the 30s it was. And my mother had been sick quite a few years. Lost two children.
So what illness did she have? Tuberculosis?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm not tuberculosis.
It's okay.
But of course, I don't know. But she was not an easy woman.
Well, she was tough, but she was demanding.
Yeah, she was demanding, yeah. And my dad was one of 12 kids, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the younger ones. His dad was such a handsome old man.
Yeah.
I can still remember that. And up these sneakers, he said, no, dat grote meid, dat grote meid. But hello, big girl, he told me all the time. And I can still remember, I can still see, he was laying in bed all the time. He was handicapped, but a beautiful face. Yeah. My dad was a handsome man, too.
Yes, he was.
Very handsome man.
I remember him with his... cigars.
Yeah.
And his pipe.
And his pipe, yeah. He went to America with my mom.
Yeah, they went to Canada.
Yeah. And to visit his sister, but his sister had just died.
Oh.
A week before. But hey, you can't do much about those things, you know, but there was the one time she had not seen her at least close to 40 years because they moved to America, his sister.
Okay.
Yeah. But, no, my dad was a handsome man.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was caretaker of the school.